Hello and welcome to the next episode of the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today we are looking at James chapter 3 and verse 13 to 18. We pause, we recognise the presence of God with us right now, and we ask for his help as we read and receive his word. Lord God, King of the universe, Lord God, our King, we come to you and we thank you for your grace to us, and we thank you for your kingly rule over us. Once again, we want to say that the Lord Jesus is our Lord and God and King. Lord, as you speak to us today, we pray that we would hear your voice, that we would recognize its authority, your authority over our lives, O Lord. And again, in the spirit of the book of James, we ask that we would be not only hearers of the word, but doers also. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. James chapter 3, then, and verse 13 through to 18. In the New International Version that I'm reading from, this is headed, Two Kinds of Wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbour bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. But where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. I once saw a cartoon which was entitled The Ladder of Success, and in a series of simple pictures it showed someone climbing the ladder of success, and it was propped up against a wall. There were other people on the ladder, and the person climbing it was saying things like, "Get out of my way." They were pushing people off the ladder, and when someone came up behind them, they would step on their fingers so that they fell off the ladder or they dropped back. And then they got to the top of the ladder, and the final picture in the cartoon showed them saying, "I got to the top of the ladder and I found that it was leaning against the wrong wall. I got to the top of the ladder, but I found that it was leaning against the wrong wall." It's a cautionary tale against our dog-eat-dog rat race society, where envy and selfish ambition can often hold sway. It's very easy for us as Christian people to be sucked into that. And I encourage you, as I encourage myself, not to play that game. Our reading today talks about two kinds of wisdom, and in a sense, two kinds of ambition. It talks about envy and selfish ambition. And we can imagine someone who harbours bitter envy and selfish ambition in their hearts, who is boastful about it and does not show true humility. Such a person may be skilled in office politics. They may develop relationships simply to further their own ends, to their own advantage. They may be manipulative. They may be stabbing people in the back. James is very bold. Such wisdom is of the devil. People who climb that ladder will find sooner or later that it's leaning against the wrong wall. James shows us a better way, and he talks about the wisdom that comes down from heaven. That wisdom is peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. One of my friends, who is an executive, who I have seen at work in the workplace, always impresses me by the way that he is impartial in the way that he deals with people who are under him. He, in his heart, gets on with some of them better than others, but he always is fair to those that he employs, to those that he manages. He doesn't have favourites, and he applies the same rules and regulations to everyone. Everybody knows where they are with him, and everybody recognises that he is fair and merciful. This is just one of the ways that God's word can be worked out in the workplace. Ambition is not wrong, but what ambition do we have? If we have the wrong kind of wisdom, we will have the wrong kind of ambition. But if we have God's wisdom, then we will be able to press ahead in purity, peace, be peace-loving. We will be able to be ambitious, to be more considerate, more submissive, more full of mercy and good fruit, more impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace and so raise a harvest of righteousness. This is godly ambition. The person who pursues these things in the power of the Holy Spirit is a true disciple of Jesus Christ, who showed forth all these qualities in his life. The person who pursues these qualities will find at the end of the day that their ladder has been leaning up against the right wall. What wisdom are we running after, and what kind of ambition do we have? In our time of prayer today, I'm going to pick up on the example of someone called Brother Lawrence. And he wrote and spoke about practicing the presence of God in the everyday. He was a 17th century lay brother in a monastery, and he gave himself to often very menial tasks, and yet he knew the presence of God among the pots and pans of the kitchen just as much as he did as he came to times of gathered worship. That's relevant for today, I think, as we think about a true godly ambition. Because here in Brother Lawrence's example is humility and submission and grace. But here also is someone who pursued godly ambition in the everyday. May we be struck by his example as we pray it into our lives now. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the two kinds of wisdom and the two kinds of ambition we see here. In the imagery of the story that we thought about right at the beginning of this reflection, we pray that you would help us to have our ladder always leaning against the right wall, where we have been consumed with selfish ambition, where we have really just engaged in the rat race without thinking about what we're doing. We repent, we turn from this, and we turn to you, and we pray for wisdom from above and ambition that is godly ambition. Thank you for the example of Brother Lawrence, who practiced your presence in the day-to-day stuff of everyday life. In the kitchen, amidst the pots and pans, in the workplace for him, as much there as in the chapel. We pray that we would practice your presence day by day, saying arrow prayers when we need your help, when we're in trouble, perhaps pausing at midday to say the Lord's Prayer and to connect consciously with you. But even more than that, living out these qualities, the qualities that come from the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. Lead us forward in purity. Lead us forward in being peace-loving, in being considerate, in being submissive, full of mercy and good fruit. Lead us forward in impartiality and sincerity. Help us to move forward in godly ambition, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.